Well, speaking of artists and all things that happen with that, we got to jump right into our next segment on New Music Monday, which is our local artist interview. So we're joined by Elizabeth and Gavin in the studios. What's up, guys?
Hey, happy to be here.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Of course. So tell me a little bit about the artist that you guys interviewed this week.
Right. So we interviewed an artist. His name is Abro. He actually is a student at Illinois State, which
oh,
is
awesome.
Very cool to have local artists like that who make music. And I actually knew him personally from freshman year. He was always around on my floor. And I saw over summer that he posted on his Snapchat that he had a new single out on Spotify. So I gave it a listen and it was pretty good. You know, I was a fan of it for sure.
That's so exciting. So how was the interview like, just being friends and now you get to interview him for New Music Monday?
It's definitely exciting because this is one of the few people that I know who actually makes music, and he produces his own music.
Mm-hmm.
He plays the instrumentation for this kind of stuff. So it really is fascinating to know someone in that lane who's able to kind of do it all and make his own product out of it.
That is so cool. We always love hearing that about what people are able to create, especially that they're our age. They go to our school. It's just such a cool connection.
I'm not doing it, so
yeah,
it's pretty
right?
cool.
I don't have that musical talent, so I love hearing it from other people. But without further ado, here is our local artist interview of the week with Abro right here on New Music Monday.
Yeah, would you mind introducing yourself for our listeners?
Yeah, my name's Abraham, and my artist name is Abro, and I guess make my own music as well as sing to it.
That's amazing. When did you start making music?
I started like just messing around with like you know, audio workstations like GarageBand as early as like fifth, sixth grade, but I didn't really start taking it seriously until around high school. That's when I really started really developing my craft and just working at it.
Gotcha. And what are some artists that inspired you to develop your sound the way you did?
I'm a big fan of Frank Ocean in terms of his vocals and just overall production. And obviously, you know, people like Tyler, the Creator, Childish Gambino. I'm a fan of Donald Glover in general. And there's a lot of artists, but those are I'd say some of my top.
Yeah, I love all those guys too. So I'm in the same boat as you. So when you first started making music, how was your sound then different to kind of how it is now? Have you had any evolution in that?
Oh yeah, for sure, man. I mean, when I first started, my music sounded like video game music. It was just really thrown together pieces of instruments and melodies. It's definitely developed a lot more to how I wanted to sound, a lot more present day now, I guess.
Yeah, more towards that Frank Ocean, Todd the Creator
kind of
vibe that you were mentioning earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely cool.
Hey, I'm Abro, and you're listening to my song Heat Waves on 103.3 WZND New Music Monday.
What is your song process look like? Your songwriting process, your editing process?
I make a lot of my instrumentals mainly using this app on my iPhone called Oxy. That's where I make the MIDI, stuff like the instrumentals, the production, all the melodies and drums and everything you hear. And then usually I'll export all those MIDI files onto GarageBand on my iPad, and I'll pretty much record vocals and maybe add more instruments from there. But that's typically how it usually goes when making songs.
Yeah, that's super cool though, because I do know of a lot of people out there who will just download a type beat. But the fact that you're able to know the inner workings of how to put in different instrumentation and the tempo and stuff like that, and then really that really helps you develop your own sound, not only just vocally, but musically, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely cool. What are some of your favorite memories in your journey making music?
Probably I guess something that stands out is for sure because for a while I was just working on instrumentals and just production overall, just figuring out how to do everything when I first started. And you know, I didn't even really know that I wanted to put vocals in until I started getting more comments about I'd have a good voice for singing. So I'd say when I started adding vocals and, you know, I guess my own lyrics to my music and stuff like that, it was that's very memorable, I guess, because that's when it really, when I really started noticing that this is what I, you know, want to do for sure for the rest of my life, whether like as a career or just as a hobby, you know?
Right. You kind of took that next step in unlocking what your potential could be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. No.
That's cool. Are you working on anything new coming out lately?
I've been very like backed up by school. You know, this semester is honestly probably one of the most like busiest, like just very like tedious in terms of like work and exams that I'm doing. I'm always working on like stuff. Usually it's instrumentals. I'll always at least go on my phone and like either like review a beat or start on a new one. And but yeah, I mean, I have a lot of things like that are in the works. Yeah,
well, like you said too, whether this becomes a career or a hobby for you, it's something that you enjoy doing, so something you can just do on the side and still get a lot of enjoyment out of it, you know.
Thank you so much to Abro for our local artist interview this week. Elizabeth and Gavin, any more like final thoughts? I mean, the song was absolutely amazing.
Right. I really love that song. It kind of reminded me of like, I don't know, it was very dream poppy. I could like walk to class to that, like it's sunny, and like, it's definitely like a good vibe. So I highly recommend listening to it, because when I heard that, I was like, oh my God, he's like my age and making this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely. And you can hear the Frank Ocean influence and vibes from it too, sure. Like he was saying,
definitely.
And I heard like a little bit of like Glass Animals, maybe a little like Joji kind of vibes coming up from it as well, so mm-hmm. definitely cool to see a lot of those great artists, the influence coming through with Abro.
Oh, definitely. Sure. I feel like it was super summery vibes. That's what I was getting. Was. Especially as the weather's turning a little colder, it's kind of nice to get that little reminder of summer back in there.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much to Abro again for being our local artist interview this week.